Blog Talk Radio.
Cloudy day,
they're all gone.
good morning, good morning. First of all, to God, who is the head of our life, welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. The scripture for this morning is Luke 6, 27 through 28. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those that hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Luke 6, 27 through 28. But to who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. That is such, excuse me, good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. That is such a powerful scripture for us to have into our hearing on this morning. My God, I don't know about y'all, but I got some people that have done some things to me, but I had to learn how to pray for them. I had to learn how to intercede for them. Yeah, whether we believe it or not, whether we can accept it or not, whether we can stand in the understanding of it or not, that moves the hand of God quicker because we learn how to put people in God's hand and stop worrying about what they're doing. Amen. Such a powerful scripture on this morning. Thank you so much for that. Oh, Pastor, we thank you for sharing that on this morning. This is a fantastic morning. God bless you guys. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Daniel Douglas, along with none other than Co-Pastor Fashima Douglas. We are the host of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. And we love you guys so very much. We thank you for joining in and being a part of our day as you are a part of ours, sharing your first fruit on this morning, which is the Word of God, which is to get into the presence of God, which is to pray and to intercede with God and put God first in everything that we do. Amen. God bless you. Listen, before we go any further, let us go into prayer and talk to the Lord on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for your constant and consistent hand that is on our life. Father, we thank you for the waking us up this morning and closing us in our right mind. Father, we thank you for health, life, and strength, God. We thank you for keeping and covering us, God. God, and keeping those that are attached to our life. We thank you for those that are a part of our life and your hand of mercy and grace that is on their life and continually being on their life. And you guiding them and leading them on every hand. Father, we thank you for the building and the rebuilding, Father God. God, of who we are and everywhere that we are and everything that we are and every place that we are. God, we give your name praise, honor, and glory on this morning. We raise up our hands this morning in this place of surrender, God, not surrendering to our situations, our circumstances, but God, we surrender it to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, guys, thank you so very much. We thank you so very much for tuning in and being a part of what we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection on a day-to-day basis, and we love you so much for it. We love you so much for it. Well, before we go any further, let us acknowledge those countries. Let us acknowledge those countries that are listening in. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Ghana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia, China, and we have Hong Kong. And we thank you guys so very much for being a part of what we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection for you guys to listen in and to tune in. And my PSA that I do every morning, guys, y'all know I do my PSA every morning. My PSA this morning is still focused on our prayers toward those other countries. Those of you all who haven't heard me, you're not going to hear me, you're going to hear me again, you're going to consistently hear me say it. About China, we're going to pray even more for China, but we're praying for everyone else. But there was a situation in China where a pastor in China was home was invaded by the police to be taken and put into a concentration camp because he was preaching the name of Jesus. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, our freedoms are under siege. Our freedom is under attack. For us to worship and praise Jesus, to call on the name of Jesus, to confess the name of Jesus, to share the word of God with people, to share this uncompromisable gospel with the people of God, with the people of this world. Amen. We have to be even more vigilant. We have to be even more consistent in praying and calling on the name of Jesus. My wife was just informing me about the police brutality over in Nigeria and all these other things that's going on. It's time for us to get on our face, and it's time for us to get into prayer. It's time for us to talk to the Lord. It's time for us to call on His name, to have the situations and circumstances of this life transformed and changed, because we've taken our liberties for granted. We've taken our liberties as being able to worship and praise and call on the name of Jesus. We've taken those liberties, and we have lost touch with them. We have lost our drive and our zeal. Many of us have just sat back and said, "Oh, I'll let the next man do it," or "I'll let the next church do it." No. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our job. It is our position. We need to be in position and place. God has been dealing with me with this thing about posture, and I don't know what it is about this thing about posture, but God says it is time for us to change our posture. In the next couple of coming days, you're going to hear some things that's going to be said through the broadcast that we're going to change. We're changing our posture. We're changing some ways of thinking when it comes to dealing with our prayer life and dealing with our life and dealing with the things of this life and dealing with how we want this life to go and how we want to talk to the Lord and allow the Lord to come in and be a part of our life and be a part of who we are. And see, that's what I think it is now. The people of God need to change our posture. We're focusing on the presidential race, which is fine. You can focus on the presidential race, but your hope is not in the next president. Come here, let's talk and be real. Your hope is not in the next Senate. Your hope is not in the next check. Because, see, watch this. It's that next stimulus check. Because watch, I'm going to be honest with you. Let me help you with it. Let me help you real quick. That stuff is just filler stuff. Because the only thing that's going to do is going to provide a to-now need. I said a to-now need. It's going to provide a to-now need. But after you've paid all your bills, after you sit up there and you done took it and you done bought your new TV or you done paid off some stuff with that money, what do you have left? There's nothing left. We need to get in a position. We need to get in our posture to where we start to talk to the Lord and begin to pray for those that despitefully use us. Pray for those, watch this here, that are in other countries that are going through all types of trials and tribulations in their life. Pray for those that are in desolated places, in broken places, in bruised and battered places. We need to learn how to pray these people through. Amen. Come on. Help me. Help me this morning. Help me. Come on. Just shout out this morning. God, I want more from you. I want more from you. I'm changing my posture. I want more from you. And that's where we need to be at right now. We need to be in a place to where we're crying out for the name, on the name of the Lord, and causing those that, and causing the power of God to fall into the lives of those who stand in the need, who are seeking for the more of God. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys so very much. Thank you for being a part of the broadcast, for being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection and what God is doing in this hour here with us. We're just excited about what God is doing. Y'all forgive me if I sound, a little excited this morning. I sound a little aggressive this morning. It's because it's time for the people of God to get aggressive. We've been on the back burner for too long. We've been playing church. Oh, come on here, preacher. You're going to mess with him. You're going to mess him up. We've been playing church too long. We've been playing that hopscotch game in church for too long. We've been playing that hokey pokey in church for too long. Put your right foot in, take your right foot out, put your right foot in, and shake it off. We've been playing that game for too long, people of God. It's time for us to get in the position. Time for us to get in place. It's time for us to change our posture. Amen. God bless you. We thank you so very much. We thank you so very much. We thank you so very much for who you are in Christ. And we thank you for the life that you have decided to follow after Christ. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. That's my PSA. That's my PSA on this morning. God bless you guys. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers featuring that girl, LeAndrea Johnson.
Listen, when a person becomes a believer, their spirit is made right. But sometimes the heart rim, the soul rim, the mind rim is a little slow getting the message because life has left a hole in it due to molestation, low self-esteem, abuse. But I came to tell you that God has come to heal the hole in your soul. My sister LeAndrea is going to help me with this story. Take your time, sister. Sing it for somebody.
Deliver me.
Rescue me from myself.
All I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody overthink a lot? Overthink a lot. That hurts you.
Hurt me.
That's right. Now let's take it up and cry out. Say, yes, sir.
Deliver me.
Take your time.
Because all I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody out there got that message?
Yeah.
Hurt
me.
We should be finishing it, but I need you to just say it one more time. Background. Say it again. Hold up. Rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. That's right. Now let's take it up, choir. Let's take it up. We're singing this for somebody. Get down on your knees and just say, it's my people who are called by my name. Would you sometimes get back down on your knees and pray and say, oh, this? Anybody got it? Do I have a witness out there? Anybody need deliverance from yourself, from your overthinking? All right, this is it. I'm going to let you take it out, LeAndrea. Go ahead and talk.
Yeah.
sometimes you just
anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus. And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. Here's my heart, here's my mind, I give you my soul, Lord, I need you to take control, 'cause I tried it on my own, but what I found is,
what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you, Lord. I can't live without you. And Lord, I'm desperate tonight. I can't live without you. And I can't move without you, no. Oh, but I can't even breathe without you. But where would we be without you? Oh, where would we be without you? Lord, where would we be without you? Lord, I'm a lost cause without you. I can't even breathe without you, Lord. I can't even think without you, Lord. There's no meaning without you. Oh, so bad. What can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Come on, let's sing out. Say, tell me, what can I do? I can't live. Oh, oh, I can't live. Come on, sing it out and say, oh, 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 oh. Lord, we're crying out from our hearts, 'cause we need you today. Oh,
I've got joy instead of mourning.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer.
Amen. Amen. This morning, I want to share I guess I would call it a portion of power for you, a portion of power for you and this thing that we're going through in life, this thing we're going through in life. You'll find me in 2 Corinthians 11, 2 Corinthians 11, those of you all who will be following along with me on this morning. I am actually reading from the Good News Translation, so mine's going to read a little bit different from yours. But 2 Corinthians 11, and we're going to read verses 25. And this word, verse 24 and 25, and we'll read 26, 2 Corinthians 11, 24, 25, and 26. Corinthians 11, 24, 25, and 26. And it reads like this. Here's the Good News Translation. Five times I was given 29 lashes by the Jews. 25 says, three times was I whipped by the Romans. And once I was stoned. I have been in three shipwrecks, and once I spent 24 hours in the water. Verse 26 says, in many travels have I been in danger from floods and from robbers, in danger of my own people and from the Gentiles. There have I been in danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger on the high seas, and danger from false friends. I'm going to read 27, God 27, bless my soul. There has been work, and I have, let's see, there has been work and toil. Often I have given gone without sleep. I have been hungry and thirsty. I have often been without food, shelter, or clothes. I'm going to stop right there because I started to get happy. I know y'all saying, how you getting happy over this right here? This lets me know that sometimes we go on an unexpected course in our life. I'm going to say that again to help somebody. Sometimes we take unexpected courses in our life. It is a good thing to go under scrutiny, not saying that it's a good thing to go under what they would call, under scrutinization. I'm not saying that it's good to go through people accusing you of certain things, but sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we go down an unexpected course. Now, the beautiful thing about this is that this is Paul telling his testimony. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, we in church. Touch your neighbor. Touch that person that's next to you and say, neighbor. Say, come on, hear me out. Say, neighbor. It's good because he's able to tell his testimony. Mm-hmm. It's good because he's able to tell his testimony. This right here lets me know that He made it through. That gives me encouragement that in the meanwhile, come here, let's talk. Can we talk about in the meanwhile? In the meanwhile, while we're going through what we're going through, while we're experiencing the tears that we're experiencing, while we're experiencing the trials and the tribulations that we're experiencing, while the tears are flowing, why we've been denied, why we've been told that we're not going to be able to get the new house, why we're not able, why they're telling us that we have a pandemic going on and there's layoffs, while we're waiting on the government to decide if there's going to be a second stimulus check to help us through the rest of the year. Whether they're going to extend the food stamps. Come here, let's talk. In the meanwhile, will unemployment continue to pay us what we need to pay us so we can keep the family going? In the meanwhile, while we're trying to figure out what we're going to fix for dinner tonight, because only thing we got is a can of beanie weenies and some wieners or some hot dogs, what they call it down here in Houston. We call them hot dogs. We got beanie weenies and hot dogs here. In the meanwhile, we're trying to figure out baby ain't got the one pamper left, so we need to figure out how to get him some more pampers. Meanwhile, while we're sitting here trying to figure out what in the hell are we going to do next? Come here. I just stopped by this morning to let you know sometimes there's an unexpected course. There's an unexpected course. Yeah. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, the unexpected course that we go through is not come to turn us into a vigilante. The unexpected course does not cause us to come unglued at the scene. It's not causes us to lose our place in who God is in our life. It doesn't come to make us lose hope. It doesn't come to make us lose our vision. It doesn't come to make us throw in the towel, ladies and gentlemen. But that unexpected course is actually designed to pull you into a complete and total mindset that no matter where you may find yourself at, that for you to know that I know that all things, come here, let's have a conversation, work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. So yet I am in my meanwhile. Touch your neighbor, say, neighbor, that preacher preaching about your meanwhile, your meanwhile. Wow, you go through all of the stuff that you go through. Know that this too is going to be a testimony. I realize. In order for my testimony to elevate, come here, preacher, and preach the word like you know how to preach the word. In order for my testimony to be fortified, in order for my testimony to help somebody, my testimony first must be painful to me. Lord, to mess them up this morning. In order for my testimony to work, it has to be painful to me. I'm learning that even though I may be in pain, this pain shall not always, this thing here too shall pass. This pain that I'm feeling, it has to pass. Come here. All my pregnant sisters out there, all of my pregnant sisters, all my sisters that have given birth, all of you all who have pushed out these babies and some of y'all that y'all had these experiences where y'all said y'all had my mama said I was a 18-hour baby. I said I don't know about all that. I don't know. She said I was an 18-hour baby. But listen, you've been in pain for all that time. You've been in that pain. You sit there and you're going through the contractions. You're going through the waking up in the middle of the night and him laying on your bladder and making you have to go to the bathroom. She laying on your bladder. She turned sideways and she decides she want to stretch out her arm and her legs at the same time and make you look like it's an alien now on the inside of your belly. Come here. And they didn't push so hard up against your rib cage that you done lost your breath. Come here. The pain. I've never been there. I don't know nothing about it, but I've heard some stories about how in the middle of the night they decided they wanted to do some kind of loop-de-loop little thing in their stomach and woke them smooth up out of their sleep. I'd heard some stories. But can we get a little, can we progress into your testimony about that birth? Where the doctor said that the baby was breached. They talked about the baby looked like the baby might be stillborn because of that move. Come here, Mary and Martha. She was worried, but then all of a sudden, when her sister came into town, she was pregnant with Jesus, and she had Peter in her belly, and Peter and Jesus got together. They say, "What a cousin!" They high five each other in the spirit. Can I help you this morning? There is a testimony that comes from your pain. Yes, you are worse for wear. Your tears. If your tears could talk, see, because the Shunammite woman had this testimony. She kept saying, "All is well. What's wrong with my son? All is well. Is my son okay? All is well. Where you going? I'm going to go see the prophet. It's not the new moon. Neither is it the Sabbath. Where are you going? Why? I'm going to go see the man of God. Bid me to send a servant to saddle me a mule so I can go. Saddle me a donkey so I can go. Put a saddle on it." And he say, let's go. Let me go talk to her. And he looking at him and she say, is well. Listen to me. Even though the pain was there, she never changed her testimony. We have to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that through our pain is our testimony. Paul talks about all of this that's going on in his life. He talked about everything from not having food to being raw to being in the wilderness to being in the water for 22 days. Then he talked about being shipwrecked. He said he was shipwrecked 3 times. He had been beat by the Romans. He'd been beat by the Jews 5 times, by the Romans 3 times. In all that he went through, I sat back, and as I was reading this, at first I was reading it and I was saying, "My God, what is this? Why would you have me to go here?" He said, "I want to show you something." I said, "Okay, God, you know me. I'm down for anything when it comes to you. I ain't tripping. I know you got some good stuff at the end of this. So go ahead on and explain it to your boy. Break it down to your boy. You know, because me and God had this conversation. Me and God talk like this. This is how God do me. I don't know how you do y'all, but this is how God do me. Me and him have a full-fledged conversation. We talk like we brothers. For real. Real talk. But I'm saying, God, show me what you're talking about. talking about. And he began to show me that in every last one of these situations, I was with him. He came out on the other side, not because he was so good. It was because he trusted me. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. Ooh. It wasn't that he did everything right. Because you do know Paul was Saul. Come here, let's talk for a while. You do realize Paul was Saul, the one that was going out executing and beheading and killing folk, taking people out of here. Pulling you in the middle of the street, making you an example out of that. This is saying Paul, that we're talking about. It's Paul, yeah, that Paul right there. I get my berry light on. That Paul right there. That Paul that would pull you out of the middle of the street and make an example in front of your neighbors and tell them, if you don't pay your taxes, this is what's going to happen to you. Paul carried a sword. Not because he was afraid, but because Paul was a beheader. He would chop your head off in front of people to let them know, I ain't playing about my money. Here he is. Here he is. Giving a testimony about living for God. The same zeal that you have out there chasing your paper. When you was in the world, chasing them streets, slinging that dope. Running them women, chasing down that bottle, chasing down that next high. That's the same kind of zeal. See, this is what I tell people all the time. God don't God saves the soul, but he keeps that push that's down on the inside. See, you still know how to chop it up. He ain't gonna take that away from you because you know how to chop it up. You know how to take them bricks and turn them bricks into them keys. Them bricks into keys and them keys into product. You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? I ain't all versed in it. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know some things about it. But you know how to do that. But watch this. God will show you the same thing on how to take this ministry, how to take this word. Come here and let me talk to you real good. He'll show you how to get into his presence and start to work, because that zeal, that same zeal, that same zest, that same fight, that same power, that's down on the inside, he'll take that thing and you will make that thing work for your good. He will wipe the tears away from your out of your eyes. To build you in your most broken place. He will give you the push that you need. Because all of this is going on in Paul's life. It didn't come to destroy Paul. It came to give Paul a bloody testimony. It came to give Paul a bloody testimony. Your testimony, Lord Jesus, your testimony got to have some kind of blood on it. I am so sorry. He said, you overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, right? That's what it says, the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Your testimony has to have some blood on it in order for it to be effective. In order for me to help somebody, I have to have been going through something. Oh, man, I lost my job. Man, I ain't ever lost no job. Man, I set up that me and my best friend, man, we just fell out, man. And we can't even talk. I ain't never had fell out with my mama. Man, my mama just passed away, man. My mama's still alive. I don't know what to tell you, because I don't know. See, you can't be effective. You can't be an effective witness if you ain't never been through nothing. You can't help me if you don't know nothing about me. You can't preach me. You can't preach to me. You can't preach about me. You can't preach about my situation if you ain't never experienced nothing. All of this that Paul was doing was an unexpected course. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, listen very closely to the words that are about to fall from Pastor Douglas's mouth. It's this. Sometimes the unexpected is a good thing. Touch about two or three people that's around you. We're still in church. We're still trying to have church this morning. Touch two or three people around you and tell them that sometimes there is an unexpected course. Now, I want to give you to this to you. I want you to help. I want to help you real good. That sometimes the unexpected course is a good thing, because we can get too familiar with the familiarity of what's going on in our life. See, if we never get an unexpected thing happening, I'm going to say that real low and slow because I don't want nobody to get, I don't want to offend nobody, but I want y'all to know sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we can get too familiar with the familiarity, and we can be okay with the okayness, and we could be standing in a place to where God says we're not supposed to be standing, but because we didn't got so familiar with this place, we didn't got so used to it. Bah, na, 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 shatan de 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 obai. Huraman san de 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 sitan de de o mamobosai. Ikete tan de de o mamasai. Mamamamamamamasi, tan de de o shai. We can get so familiar with the familiar places. We can get so accustomed to the accustomed places. We lose, we lose the zest and the feel. We lose our fight. And so now, we're saying that because we've never been into any battles and we've never been through any fires and floods and we've never had any courses that we ever gone through. We've never been in a place where we were shipwrecked. We never had to spend the night in the water, not on the water, but spend the night in the water. We've never spent the night in the water. And we never spent our time going through a flood. We've never had to from coming here. We never had to hide from anything. We've never had an experience where we had to figure out how to pay a bill. We never been in a place to where we had to figure out how we're gonna make this rent do, how we're gonna have to make these light bills do, how we gonna pay all this stuff that we're gonna pay, how we're gonna come here and let's have a conversation about what God is doing in this hour. We've never had that time. We've never had that experience to where we were shipwrecked in a place to where it required us to trust God. And we get dull in that place. And now our weapons are rusty. Takes a while. Prayer will turn. Get the fire burning. Takes a while. Because we ain't never been in warfare. We haven't been in warfare and so long. And when we get when we get dressed in our armor, because we ain't put our armor on in so long, we gotta get adjustments made. Because we ain't been in the war in so long. We got waxed, as the Bible says. We got fluffy. You know, we call it that baby fat. They got two new terminology for it now. It's called quarantine. We got our quarantine body now. Because the gyms was closed, so we got this quarantine body. So we don't tarry on the altar like we used to, because we don't have an altar to get on. We don't have that altar. We don't have an altar to get on, so we don't know how to get into that place of warfare. Because we need some people around us to go, hey, blah, 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 blah. But we need somebody in the background. Pray, pull on him, pull on him. That's it, pull on him. But see, can I be the bearer of good news and the dispeller of the mist for others? That they needed you just as much as you needed them. So watch this, you pulling off each other. It's good to be in the presence of people, but sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, it requires you to have a relationship with God on your own. Shift back. Holy Ghost, you can mess these people up. Shipwreck is a good place. Shipwreck is a needed place. Because the shipwreck requires you to depend on your weapons of warfare. For they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Yeah. It requires you to walk into that scripture that tells us now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It requires you to walk into that scripture that says all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Mm-hmm. It requires you to operate and walk in the scripture that says, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. It requires you to walk into the scripture that says that I love you so that I numbered the hairs upon your head. It requires you to walk in the scripture that tells you that you are the head and not the tail, you above and not beneath. It requires you to operate in a place, watch this, that you can't take everybody with you. Mm-hmm. 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 I am going to close now. This. Do not, under no circumstances, despise when you're on the unexpected course. In fact, my brothers and sisters, when you hit this unexpected course, this is what I would ask you to do. When you hit that unexpected course, start rejoicing, because now God is getting ready to shift you into your next gear. Do not give up. Do not give in. Do not throw in the towel. Do not become frustrated, agitated, or even disboggled by what you see. Because at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, God has a plan for you. And that plan is to bring you to your expected end. What is my expected end? I am so glad you asked. Your expected end is God's power to see you through this next dimension, this next shift, this next transition that's going to happen in your life. Stand firm and know that all things are working together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Know that at the end of the day, know that at the end of the day, that when the tears have stopped, the heartache and the pain has stopped, the frustration has stopped, and everything that is going on in your life has ceased, God will do just what he said he's going to do. You could do that today. You can do that today. I'm going to say that again. You could do that today. He will step in and be God all by himself without your help. In Jesus' mighty name, you are the overcomer. You can outlast this thing. The expected, the unexpected course, ladies and gentlemen, is, if you really want to really know the truth, it's unexpected to us, but it's expected by God. It's unexpected to us, but God had already put that thing into place that just in case you just in case things got a little awry, I already know where he's going. I already know where she's going. I already know how it's going to take place, what's going to go on. Just ride that thing in and let God be God and the devil be alive. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And amen. God bless you. Let's pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for those that were under the sound of our voices on this morning. Our prayer today, God, is that you would build and rebuild, conform and reconstruct, God. Transform them. Their thinking, God. Transform the way that they see the situation and circumstance. And let them know that all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. Build, rebuild, and conform them again, God. God, rebuild, build, and conform them again. God, from the crown of their heads and the soles of their feet, let them know, God, that this unexpected place, God, is not a bad thing. It's just a place that you have designed. You knew that that place was going to come. It may not. It was designed for you to build them so they can become more effective witness that you have called them to be. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Amen. We'll be right back.
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned.
Praise God, praise God. The overcome scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen, amen. God bless you guys. Very important that we focused on that this morning. I was sitting here and for some odd reason God is changing the way I do the overcomer scripture. That's just what he does. Overcomer's prayer. It's just the way he does it. He changes how we interact with this thing. So this morning we're going to go into it a different way. Those of you all who are seeking for the Lord on this morning, I want you to lend me your hearts this morning, because you may be in this unexpected place and you don't understand why you are there. But know that God has a plan for you, and because God has a plan for you, He's setting some things in order. He's setting some things into place. And with that being said, we have to operate and move, live and breathe in the mindset of what the Lord is saying and doing in this hour. We are more than where we say we are. We are more than where God has put us. We are more than what God has spoke to us about, and that all things are working together for our good. And so we're testing and tried, even though the situation and circumstance may not always be ideal. where we are and what's going on. We just have to know that everything is working out for our good. Amen. Everything is working out for our good. And by his grace and by his power, that all things are working out by his good. Amen. Amen. So let us pray. Let us talk to the Lord. Let us talk to the Lord. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these your vessels, God, that is under the sound of our voices, God, on today. God, those that have come, God, to render and surrender their hearts on today. God, they render and surrender their hearts because they are seeking to be closer to you. God, they're looking to be more like you. They're looking to have a more perfect walk in you. Because they desire, God, to be closer to you. God, their minds, their hearts, and their spirit, Lord God, may be overwhelmed by what they see and what they have going on. Oh, Lord, we know that all things work together for the good of them who are called according to your purpose, and that your purpose has its perfect work. And them, God, that they're able to stand not only just strong, but mighty in who you are and whose they are. God, they know that they need you, God, to step in and be God. God, to pull them from the jaws of the enemy right now, to pull them from the captivity of the enemy on today. So, Father, our prayer this morning for those that are under the sound of our voices this morning, God, God, who are trying to come from under that mighty hand of the enemy right now, that is compressing them down, keeping them from getting into your presence, God, from keeping them from getting into a right relationship with you on this morning. God, our prayer this morning, God, God, that they receive this prayer as we pray it today. Just lend me your hearts, those of you all who want to give your hearts to the Lord on this morning. Just lend me your hearts and let us pray this prayer. It said, Lord, I surrender myself unto you right now. God, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you were raised from the dead and I am saved. And now, Father, I walk into your presence and I receive you for who you are. And that is my Lord and my Savior. And thank you for being a part of my life. Jesus, by the name of Christ. Amen. Amen. Those of you all who have received that prayer, received that place, God bless you. God bless you. You are now a part of the body of Christ. And we want to be the first one to say welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. We have the three keys that we want to share this morning, and then we'll go from there.
The first key is to find your Bible. The second key is to find your church home, whether you go visit physically or you go online. The third key is make sure the man and woman of God is not only preaching the word, but they're living the word. This is very crucial since you surrender your life to Christ. One, find your Bible. Two, find your church home. The Abba House International Doors is open if you want to come visit virtually online, Sundays at 10:15. Also, make sure the man and woman of God is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This is very crucial again since you surrendered your life to Christ.
Amen, amen. We're going to pray for those who have submitted their prayer requests into the media sites. We'll go to those media sites after. But those of y'all who have submitted your request into the media sites, we have those. Those of y'all who submitted your prayer requests into the emails, we have those as well. So let us go ahead and go into prayer. We're going to cover you in prayer. And we're going to call on the name of the Lord for your situation. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voices this morning. God, we pray, God, whatever situation or circumstance it may be, God, as they lift up their prayer request unto you today, God, that you would move by your power and by your strength. God, do for them, God, what you said you're going to do. Step into that situation and cause the enemy to be a liar. Silence the words in the mindset of the naysayers, oh God. God, confuse the enemy on this morning. God, cause the blessings and the power and graces of the Lord to be upon them, God, and upon their life. God, walk with them in a great way. God, let them know that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and go to call according to your purpose. Yea, though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, they will fear no evil, for thou art with them, thy rod and thy staff to comfort them, God. God, we thank you, oh God, for being the hope that lies within, the peace that lies within, and the joy that lies within. God, we speak the healing scriptures over their life, God, that you are working behind the scenes in this sickness or disease, whatever it may be. God, we pray right now, God, that you will cover them and walk in and do what you do best, God. God, we speak that you are the balm in Gilead that soothes all of our ills and fears, God. God, by your stripes, they are healed, God. The chastisement of their peace is laid upon you, O God. God, healing is the children's bread. We speak these scriptures over their lives, God, and command the healing power to go out over their lives. Even now, God, we pray. God, to you, would you break every shackle and every chain. God, we pray for their minds. God, we pray for their hearts. God, we pray for their children and grandchildren, everyone that is connected to them. God, we pray that you would move, God, in a mighty way and show up, God, not only just show up, Father God, but show out. God, break down every situation and circumstance, God. God, that the enemy thought that will come against their life and keep them from moving forward. Gather them up in you as the hen gathers up their chicks, oh God. God, and keep them safe. God, and let them know that the enemy cannot come against them. God, let them know that the enemy attempt did not work. God, and we thank you for all things being made well. God, we thank you for all things being made well. I'm going to say that again. We thank you, Father God, for all things being made well. God, we pray for all of our first responders, our police department, God, our nurses and doctors, God, all of our home care workers, God, we the convalescent home workers, God, we pray for our elderly, God. God, we lift them up today, God. We pray that you would put your precious hand over their life, God. God, to keep them safe, God, to keep them covered and peaceful in you, God. Let all things work together for the good of them. God, we pray for the bereaved, the ones that are lost. Loved ones, God, in this season, God, in this time, God, and today, to the lost yesterday and today. We lift them up, God. We pray for them. We pray for their strength today. God, touch their minds and their hearts and let them know that all things are working together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to their purpose. So, God, we thank you. God, we pray for our government. God, we pray for our city officials, our leaders, God, our governors and mayors and politicians across this country. God, we pray for them, God, we lift them up to you, God. We say work on their lives and on their minds and on their hearts, God. Is that our prayer? God, fix this thing, God. God, in their minds and their hearts, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we pray, God, that you would move by your power and by your strength on their behalf. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys so much for joining us on this morning. And we thank you so very much for being a part of the broadcast. Those of you all who would like to sow this morning into the Worldwide Gospel Connection or into the Abba House, you can do so by going to the Cash Apps. Those Cash Apps are $WGC2020 or $DAbbaHouse. We're asking that you sow a seed of $25. Those of you all who can, please do so. If you desire to sow more, please, please, please feel free to do so. We believe that this is fertile ground. We believe that whenever you sow seed into a good fertile ground, that you will receive a harvest. And the Abba House is a good place. The Worldwide Gospel Connection is a good place. This is good soil because we take those seeds that you sow into us, and we take those seeds and we sow it back into our community, into those who need. We help to try. We attempt to help the needs of those who are in need. Amen. Amen. A lot of what we do is community, and it is outreach oriented. So please feel free to make sure that you just sow into those places so we can help those who are standing in need of what's going on. Amen. God bless you. And we thank you guys for so much. Those of you all who can sow, please sow to, again, that is $WGC2020 and $DAbbaHouse. Again, $DAbbaHouse, $WGC2020. Those, you can submit those there. You can also send your monies and requests for your t-shirts there. Those of you who have requested your t-shirts for the Abba House and for the Worldwide Gospel Connection, those of you all who are looking for those shirts are available. You can send your requests to those spots, and we'll be glad to take care of those as well. Also, remember, Corey Gifted Gifts, if you guys are looking for a bath bomb experience, if you're looking for a cow gun, take me away moment, or just a relaxing bath off after a long, hard day, you can get in contact with Lady Douglas through her email, and that email is CoreyGiftedGifts34 at gmail.com. Again, that's CoreyGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. We are still working on getting the website together. Once we get all the website information together, you can text her. You can also text her at this number. The number that you could text her at is 346-381-8751. That number again is 346-381-8751. You could text her at that number, and she will most definitely get back with you. She has a 3-for-10 and a 2-for-7 sale that's going on right now. Those of you all who are looking for that Calgon taking me away moment, that relaxing bath experience, you can get in contact with her through those media, through those means of communication, the telephone number and the email. Again, thank you guys so very much for being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we thank you so much for taking a part of it today to share your first fruit. And remember, guys, you can send your prayer request. You can send your prayer request to the number, to the emails and to the websites that are available. We have the two websites, the two media sites available, and that is the Abba House International at the Abba House. You can still, you can go and put your send a message through there. You can go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You can go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page and you can send a message through Messenger there. You can also go to the two email addresses, which is worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com and the Abba House International at gmail.com. And you can also go to Worldwide Gospel Connection and on the Blog Talk Radio broadcast, which is a Blog Talk Radio / Worldwide Gospel Connection. You can go there and you can submit your request in that spot as well. We will most definitely get your prayer requests and we will take care of those for you. Those of you all who are looking for oil, we still have oil available. Please make sure to continue to request that oil. We are glad to send that oil out to you. We got the problem fixed. As far as sending the order out, we don't have an issue with it now. We can send it all to you, get it into your hands. We don't have a problem with sending you the oil. Again, that is to those, any of those email addresses that you can send your request. Those emails, again, are worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com and the Abba House International at gmail.com. Any one of those two emails, send those to us, and we will take care of your oil request. Remember, the oil is free. We don't sell oil. It's free. Amen. We'll send that to you with no problem. God bless you guys. We thank you so much for being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection on this morning. Remember, we love you, and there ain't nothing you could do about it. You guys have a fantastic day.
I just want to make it to heaven. Just wanna make it in. Oh, I just wanna cross the river.
My Lord,
I wanna be free from sin.